Good evening and welcome to the Tuesday, September 4th, 2012 City of Arroyo Grande Planning Commission meeting. May we have roll call, please?
Yes. Chair Ruth.
Here.
Commissioner Barnidge. Commissioner Keene. Commissioner Martin.
Here.
And Commissioner Sparrow.
Here.
Please join me in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic.
All right, agenda review. We only have one item, so I don't see a need to revise that. Community comments and suggestions. This is a time for members of the community to speak to the Planning Commission about matters that are within our purview but not on the agenda tonight. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to speak on a matter? Okay, seeing none, moving on to written communications. I don't show that we have any written communications since agenda preparation. All right, consent agenda, none. And now public hearings. Item 8A, conditional use permit number 12-008 and administrative sign permit number 12-019, location 250 Traffic Way. Applicant Michael.
And administrative sign permit 12-019 for the construction and use of a 499-gallon commercial propane tank, as well as new wall signs for an existing business. First off, a little bit about the project. It is located at 250 Traffic Way. It is currently has a dual zone, which is village mixed use in the half closest to Traffic Way, and Traffic Way mixed use on the half closest to Station Way. Obviously, it does have those two frontages as well. The surrounding land uses include auto sales, auto service, and offices. As I mentioned previously, the applicant is proposing to construct and use a 400 for RV sales and service. However, the construction of the tank does require a conditional use permit. That's why it's being brought to you tonight. And the project has been conditioned to provide two on-site parking spaces for the office use per the regulations of the code. The project was reviewed by the Staff Advisory Committee on July 25th of this year. The members of the Staff Advisory Committee supported the project, hoping that, or based upon the fact that the project would be required to meet safety regulations. Now, this will be confirmed by the building official prior to building permit issuance. So there might be some small relocation of the exact the location presented in the plans and as well as presented in staff's presentation is the location that the tank is being proposed. The ARC also reviewed the project on August 6th. After much discussion, the project was supported by a majority of the ARC, and during that period, they did suggest conditions of approval, which have been included in the attached resolution. Now, let's clarify the tank location, as I mentioned before. In this aerial image, the tank location is currently being proposed about where this red car is. Now, as I said, to make sure that it's figure where the tank's being proposed, but for all intents and purposes, it'll be about where this red car is in the front half of the site. Now, discussing the signage, three signs are totaling 96 square feet are currently proposed and have already been installed. The review of the signs by the ARC resulted in recommendation for approval of the two signs on the Station Way facade, which I'll show you in a moment, and a condition of approval has been included to have the sign on the Traffic Way facade improved and returned to the ARC for review for compliance with the design guidelines and standards for the Historic Character Overlay District. Can be seen also in the top right image. The top right image also shows the location of the sign in proportion to the building. The bottom image shows the two signs on the station way facade, the left being the only sign that's different between the two. This right sign is the same as the one on the front, and this front sign is what the ARC recommended be kind of revisited and brought back for their review and recommendation. The project has been determined to be categorically exempt per Section 15.332 of the CEQA guidelines regarding infill development projects. And on Friday, August 24th, a notice of public half of this time. That concludes staff's presentation. At this time, it's recommended that the Planning Commission adopt a resolution approving Conditional Use Permit 12-008 and Administrative Sign Permit 12-019. And I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Okay, thank you, Matt. Any questions? I just had a question about the vegetation. I understand the specific vegetation and landscape is to come back through ARC.
Correct. And that was, there was originally a small landscaped area proposed. ARC felt that more adequate vegetative screening was necessary, and so it has been conditioned to return with
questions. Jennifer, any questions? Okay, I don't have any questions either. I would open it up to the community, but there's no one else in the audience, so I think I'll close the public comment and bring it back to us. Before we make our comments, I would like Lisa to give us a little synopsis of the ARC meeting she sat through.
Yes, there was lots of discussion about the signs, and I think the location of this particular business is something that they talked a lot about too, because it does straddle the two zones, and so sometimes it seems to get stricter requirements maybe than it should, because it really is kind of the in between the village and agreed, I think. And so so that was pretty much the discussion. There was some talk about maybe the potential of moving the tank to a different location, another property that the applicant owns or is attempting to own, but it didn't seem like that was really a feasible option, although it may in the future be. So, you know, I'm happy to answer any questions if you have specific questions, but otherwise they did approve the project, but they did want some more information about the type of screening that would be used.
Okay, thank you. Any questions, Jennifer?
About putting the tank in the back, I talked to Matt today, something about the
tank in the back of the property. However, the rear of the property does sit below grade of Station Way, and therefore there are sump pumps underneath the rear of the property, and placing a propane tank, which obviously has flammable liquid, over a mechanical pump is not a safe nor desired location. So it seems appropriate that the traffic way side of the property would be a more appropriate fit.
So does that encompass the whole? I mean, it's a pretty big rear area. Is that the whole area back there? Or
I don't know the exact location of the sump pumps. Okay. However, to refuel or fill their propane tanks on board, it just in talks with the applicant, it didn't seem feasible to place it anywhere else. And the rest of the parking lot is utilized for RV storage, vehicle storage, and that. So placing it in a different spot kind of creates a logistic issue.
I just had a question about how the RVs will drive through. I know there was a condition that they would drive straight through. Could you just explain that pattern to me?
Correct. So the applicant has done some improvements to the driveway apron on the some of the members of the ARC went by, there's a gate that blocks the driveway at some point. They thought that that meant RVs would pull in and then have to back out on the station way. So there is a condition to have that gate open during business hours and allow RVs that come up to drive straight through and exit onto station way.
And that is the plan?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Any more questions? Okay. I'll bring it back to us for comments. Jennifer?
I agree with ARC's recommendation, actually. I think the be nice to have it in the back if the location doesn't work out and it's properly screened in the I would be in favor with the recommendations from ARC.
Thank you. Lisa?
I agree as well. It seemed like the ARC did very careful consideration of all the alternatives and the issues, and I'm ready to move forward.
Okay. Me too. I think ARC did a really good job of making this project even an even better project. I'm glad that the landscape plan is going to go back to them, and I do agree that the sign on Traffic Way should be upgraded. I was looking at the signs to the north, the business to the north, all the signs coming down to this site were a sign that complemented it would just enhance the whole site. So I agree with that recommendation also. So yes, I too could support the resolution as it's presented. Any further comments? I will entertain a motion.
Do we need to add these as outlined by ARC or?
No, they have been included and will be carried forward in the resolution.
Okay.
Yes.
I move we adopt a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Rio Grande approving conditional use permit 12-008 and administrative sign permit 12-019 applied for by Michael Malahi.
Please.
Commissioner Martin.
Yes.
Commissioner Spiro.
Yes.
And Chair Ruth.
Yes. All right. Thank you. All right, non-public hearing items, there are none. Notice of administrative decisions, we have one on the agenda, and I understand there's an additional.
Yes, thank you, Chair Ruth. Earlier today, the Director of Community Development did approve an additional temporary use permit for a barbecue fundraiser to be held twice in September and twice in October. This is a barbecue fundraiser down on East Grand that has happened. I believe this is the fifth time that they've temporary use permit, so they don't have to really come back and reapply and pay fees and that sort of thing. So that was approved earlier today, and the other temporary use permit is for the 50th annual St. Patrick's Barbecue and Auction fundraiser, and it's the same event as in previous years, and that was approved last week.
All right. Any problems with any of these?
Who was the one that's not on our agenda? Who was that?
That was for Victory Outreach Church. They are based in Oceano, and they do their fundraising up here.
Okay. All right. Okay, moving on, Commission Communications. Correspondence comments is presented by the Planning Commission. For adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.